Hey guys, and welcome to my second podcast episode of Living Your Best Fit Life. And I was just thinking today, I have been in the health and fitness industry now for almost 10 years. And that is completely crazy to me that 10 years has gone by so fast. But you know, in those 10 years, I have learned so many different things. And there's been times that I have lost a lot of weight, gained some of it back, lost it, gained it. And I have learned, you know, one of the biggest things as to why that is. And, you know, I want to share my experiences with you to help you not fall off track. I want you to get on the right track and I want you to stay there. So, you know, that's exactly why I'm sharing all of my experiences with you. But today I want to talk about perfectionism in our health and fitness journey and why we need to jump out of that right away. And I also want to talk about, you know, the I will be happy when syndrome that a lot of us, and I was guilty of this too for a long time. So we're going to get into that in a little bit. But first, I want to talk about perfectionism. I think that whenever we get on a health and fitness journey, we're sitting here and we're thinking, okay, what do I have to do? What do I need to do? So you have a plan set out, like an eating plan and an exercise plan. And I definitely, you know, think that's a good idea. I think you should have a setup like that so that you know you have an idea of what you're doing. And sometimes we need a help and a little guidance with that. There's nothing wrong with that. So, you know, if you want to go out and get a little guidance with that, totally cool. But everything's laid out right. Everything is just, it's looking pretty and you're all ready to start on, let's say, a Monday, because that's the most common day to start a health and fitness journey. But you know, you're going to go ahead and start this. Let's say for the sake of argument that today is Sunday night, because you know, it's Friday, but Sunday night, we're going to start tomorrow. And you're all just like fired up, you're pumped up, and you're just like, yes, I'm going to do this. I have this all planned out. And let's say that you went shopping that day and you have all of your meals, you know, planned out and prepped a little bit. And you're just like, oh, yeah, all fired up, right? And then tomorrow rolls around and you're just like, yes, I'm doing this. And let's say like the whole first 3 days go really good. You don't, you know, have anything that you're not supposed to eat. And by the way, I'm using air quotes when I say that, supposed to eat. And you're just doing really good and you're feeling really good and you're feeling really confident. And then like you have to go to a work meeting or some kind of like get together, whatever it may be. And you get there and you show up and there's like all this food laid out that you're not, again, supposed to have, in air quotes. And, you know, you're just like, oh my gosh, you know, I can't have this. I can't have this. I'm not supposed to have this. It's not part of my eating plan. And the thing of it is that sometimes when we're in those situations, we're just like, well, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and have one, a cookie or a cupcake or whatever is laid out there, right? And then after you have it, what happens? The guilt starts to set in, right? Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I cheated on my diet. What is wrong with me? I fell off. I'm a failure. I can't do this. Like, how come I try this so many times and I just can't seem to stay on the right track? I'm only on day number 3. So we sit here and we beat ourselves up over what? A cookie, a cupcake. And then after that guilt sets in, maybe we go home later and we're just like, well, you know what? I already had a cookie or a cupcake or whatever it was. So I'm just going to go ahead and have whatever I want for the rest of the night and I'll start over again tomorrow. But that same cycle starts over tomorrow where you're just like, well, you know what? I already messed up this week. So I'm going to go ahead and start over again on Monday. Now, if this is you, if this rings true, you know, I've been there. I've been there so many times, you guys, fallen off and everything. And I think that we need to look at this health and fitness journey a little bit differently. We have to flip a switch somewhere. The mindset has to change. So we have to jump out of this perfectionism thing. We're not going to be perfect on this journey, and that is okay. And I think a lot of us, when we're going to start a journey, we start to sit there and we think, well, you know, I can't have this. I'm not allowed to have that, you know, for at least whatever is going to be 30, 60, or 90 days. But guys, really, we have to look at this as a sustainable thing. This is a lifestyle change. This isn't something temporary. Diets are temporary. Diets are something that are not sustainable. So we really have to think about this. How is this? How can I help sustain this for a lifetime? And you know, you have to do everything in moderation. So you have to allow yourself to have those things every once in a while. And just because you have a cupcake or a cookie one night does not mean you derailed all of your success for the first 3 days. That's not what that means. You have to just give yourself grace. And I talk about this so much, but it's so important. You have to give yourself grace and you have to realize, hey, I'm not perfect. I'm not going to be perfect. And it is okay if I have a cookie or a cupcake. That doesn't mean I have to go home and derail the rest of my day or the rest of my week. I just have to pick myself up, get back on track the next day, and that's it. You guys have to give yourselves permission to be imperfect, because there's never going to be a perfect journey. You know, you look at all these people on Instagram with the six-pack abs, and they have a story as well. They had a starting point as well. And they are probably on their page 10,000, and maybe you're on your page 10. And that is okay. But everyone has a starting point. That's my point. And even though they have a six-pack abs, I can guarantee you their journey wasn't perfect. So we have to stop perfectionizing our journeys, because we're putting too much pressure on ourselves. When you put that much pressure on yourself, you're not going to want to stick with it. You know, you're going to feel guilty a lot. And we don't need to have guilt around food. I mean, my relationship with food was damaged years ago. And, you know, I'm just now getting it right back on the right track. So we need to stop doing that. When we feel guilty about eating something, again, that we're not supposed to eat, it just makes us feel really bad about ourselves, makes us feel like a failure. And then it makes us fall off over and over again. And we need to stop doing this. Everything is okay in moderation. Even if, you know, you say, oh, I'm going to go ahead and have a snack or a big high calorie meal on Saturday night. And, you know, you end up having a snack on Thursday instead of Saturday. Guys, it's okay. We have to forgive and move on. Forgive and move on. It is okay. Nobody's perfect. Okay, so I really want us to jump out of that perfection. And again, same thing goes for the gym. Like, let's say you have a good, you know, workout plan for the week for the gym, and you only make it there two times that week because maybe it was a really crazy hectic week, or maybe you're just, you know, starting to figure out where the gym time is going to fit into your schedule. So you only made it there two times this week. And then what happens with that is, oh my gosh, I am failing at this too. Like, what is wrong with me? How come I can't get to the gym every single day? And guys, the reality of it is that if you want to like have a big, huge, elaborate plan for the gym and workouts, that's totally cool. You guys can do that. But my suggestion to you, and you know, through my experience, is if you're just starting out a fitness journey, if you have, you know, you're kind of lost at the gym, or you know, you're just starting out, like I said, you want to start off slow. You don't want to jump into something that's going to make you like overwhelmed and just like, oh my gosh, what the heck's going on? You want to jump into it slowly, you know, so that you don't become overwhelmed. So like my best advice to you is to start off 2 to 3 days a week going to the gym, starting off with, you know, light weightlifting, things like that. But, you know, get guidance on that, of course, if you don't know what you're doing. But, you know, definitely just start off small. You work your way up. You guys, you'll get better over time. And it's okay to start off slow. You don't have to go 100% all in like hardcore stuff right away. You'll work up to that. But you just got to get stronger. You got to get, you know, feeling more confident and, you know, just build up that strength. So that's important to keep in mind. We don't have to be perfect on this journey. We just have to forgive, give ourselves grace, and move forward. Keep on pushing forward no matter what day of the week it is. Keep on pushing forward. Get back on the right track when you know, the very next day or the very same night even. So just keep that in mind. Another thing that I wanted to touch on today, which I think is so vitally important, is I'll be happy when syndrome. And I used to be guilty of this too. It's like, you know, when you're starting a health and fitness journey, of course you want change. You want to go ahead and you want to lose weight. You want to be into a smaller size. And what happens a lot of the times is we show up for exercise in the day with such a negative attitude because we're just like, oh, I got to get this weight off. This just is too much for me. I don't like the way I look. I'm not comfortable in my skin. And I just really, really need to get this weight off. So again, the pressure's there. And we're just like, you know, I really, I have to go to the gym today, but I really don't want to because it's all that pressure to lose weight, all that pressure to have to show up because you have to. So again, it's about flipping that switch, guys, and just saying to yourselves, I'm going to show up because I can, not because I have to. I'm going to show up because I want to. This is something that I'm doing healthy for myself. And guys, I'm going to let you know something very important. I used to be guilty all the time of saying to myself, I will be happy when I reach 140 pounds. I will be happy when I look at myself in the mirror when I'm at my goal weight. And the truth of the matter is we have to start to love ourselves now. We can't love ourselves when we get to our goal weight. We have to start to be comfortable in our own skin wherever our starting point is. So wherever you're at right now, even if you're on a health fitness journey, even if you're trying to, you know, lose weight, ultimately try to lose weight, we still have to be loving to ourselves right now. We still have to love ourselves right now. We still have to be comfortable with who we are right now. Because I've been on both ends of the spectrum here. I've been 232 pounds and I've also been 128 pounds. And I can tell you that even at 128 pounds, I still saw myself as heavy at times. I still saw myself, I was still looking at the imperfections of my body. And guys, the thing of it is we have to embrace those imperfections, love ourselves despite the imperfections, because I'm going to tell you, nobody's is perfect. Nobody's body is perfect. And we're not supposed to be perfect. We're human beings. Our journeys are not perfect and our bodies will not be perfect. So we have to love ourselves and embrace our imperfections. Talk to ourselves with love. Can you imagine standing in front of your mirror and saying only nice things about yourself instead of saying only mean things about yourself? That would make you feel, that would make you have such an incredible, more of an incredible day than beating yourself up. Am I right? So we need to start showing ourselves grace, forgiving ourselves, and really embracing our journeys. Once we start to love our health and fitness journey, that just makes us want to push even further. And that just makes us want to show up more every single day instead of wanting to fall off or, you know, get into the habit of falling off. It'll help to stop getting into that habit of falling off. So we just need to learn how to talk more life over ourselves, more positively about our bodies, more positively about ourselves in general. And we're just going to feel this weight lifted off our shoulders. We really are. So that's something that I want you guys to keep in mind. I want you to practice every single day talking to yourselves with love, forgiving yourselves for not being perfect. And the crazy thing is if you give yourself permission to mess up, like if you say, well, you know, this cookie isn't in my eating plan, but I'm going to go ahead and give myself permission to have it if I want it. And the crazy thing is when you do that, you're not going to want it. So I know, again, that sounds crazy, but it's true. Like if you give yourself permission to mess up, if you give yourself permission to say, you know what, I'm not going to sit here and put this crazy restriction pressure on myself, then you're less likely to want it. And that's just the truth. That really is. I want you to try to experiment with that a little bit and see what happens. But seriously, you're going to want it less. But we have to take the pressure off of this journey, you guys, and start approaching it with more love, with more grace, and just forgive. And, you know, just, like I said, take the pressure off. You're going to want to show up every single day. So I hope that you guys got something out of this episode. I would love for you guys to give me some feedback on this on my Instagram, or you can go ahead and email me at amyfintonfit@outlook.com. But either way, Amy, you can go ahead and message me on Instagram as well. But I hope you guys enjoy today's episode. I will be back next week with a brand new topic.